Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德鱼，得到的德，钓鱼的鱼。
If your two sons are playing with fire at home, how will you discipline them?
如果你两个儿子在家里面玩火，你会如何管教他们呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 23,Verse 13 and 14 in the Bible.
今天的经文在箴言23章13到14节。
Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him with the rod, he will not die. Punish him with the rod and save his soul from death.
箴言23章13、14节。不可不管教孩童。你用杖打他，他必不至于死。你要用杖打他，就可以救他的灵魂，免下阴间。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们了解一下这两节经文的意思。
Do not withhold. Withhold. W-I-T-H-H-O-L-D. Withhold.
Do not 就是不要怎么样怎么样。Withhold 就是保留不做，就是不做什么事情的意思。Withhold, W-I-T-H-H-O-L-D, withhold, 不要保留不做什么事呢？
Discipline from a child, discipline, D-I-S-C-I-P-L-I-N-E, discipline.
Do not withhold, 不要保留不做。Discipline 就是管教、惩罚、对谁惩罚呢？ From a child， 对孩童的惩罚或管教。Discipline 就是管教或惩罚。D-I-S-C-I-P-L-I-N-E， discipline from a child。那这一小段中文圣经翻译成：你不可不管教孩童。
If you punish him.Punish, P-U-N-I-S-H, punish him.
接着说 if you, 如果你 if you punish him, punish, 就是处罚 him, 就是他 punish, 处罚 P-U-N-I-S-H, 如果你处罚他怎么样呢
With the rod, rod, R-O-D, rod.
If you punish him, 如果你处罚他，用什么处罚他 ？With 就是用什么呢 ？The rod, rod 就是杖或是棍子，叫做 rod, R-O-D。那这一小段中文圣经翻译成：你用杖打他。
He will not die.
He will not die. 他不会死。He will not die.
Punish him with the rod and save his soul from death. Save. S-A-V-E. Save.
接着说 punish him with the rod, 就是刚刚讲过的你用杖打他处罚他 and save his soul from death. And save, save 就是拯救救的意思 S-A-V-E. 救什么呢
His soul, soul, S-O-U-L, soul.
救他的灵魂 save his soul. Soul 就是灵魂 S-O-U-L. 救他的灵魂怎么样呢
From death, death, D-E-A-T-H, death.
从死亡里把他的灵魂救出来的意思Save his soul from death. From death 就是从死亡里 From death, death 就是死亡 D-E-A-T-H, death. 所以这一小段中文圣经翻译成你要用杖打他，就可以救他的灵魂免下阴间。
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来读今天的英文经文。
Do not withhold discipline from a child.If you punish him with the rod, he will not die. Punish him with the rod and save his soul from death. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 13 and 14.
箴言二十三章十三十四节，不可不管教孩童。你用杖打他，他必不至于死。你要用杖打他，就可以救他的灵魂免下阴间。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入分享的时间。
If your two sons are playing with fire at home, how will you discipline them?
如果你的两个儿子在家里面玩火，你会怎么管教他们呢？
When our children perform such dangerous acts at home,
当我们的孩子在家里做这样的危险的事情，
We should first think about why.
我们要先想一想为什么他们这么做呢？
Are they trying to get attention?
他们在试着想要引起大人的注意吗？
Are they doing a science experiment?
还是他们在做科学的实验呢？
Are they trying to hurt people?
还是他们想要伤害人？
The reasons for their actions can help to determine suitable punishment.
我们探讨他们行为的原因可以帮助我们决定要怎么样处罚他们。
We need to educate them.
我们需要教育他们。
And change our environment at home.
也需要把家里的环境改一改或者是调整一下。
So they cannot easily get into this kind of dangerous situation in the future.
所以在未来他们才不会很容易就又在做这样的危险的行为或进入这样危险的处境里面。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再来听一次这一节的经文。
Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him with the rod, he will not die. Punish him with the rod and save his soul from death. Proverbs Chapter 23, verse 13 and 14 in the Bible.
箴言二十三章十三十四节，不可不管教孩童，你用杖打他，他必不至于死。你要用杖打他，就可以救他的灵魂免下阴间。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再聊。